You're listening to the audio production of True Faith and Allegiance, a story of service and sacrifice in war and peace, by Alberto R. Gonzalez, former United States Attorney General and counsel to President George W. Bush. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Dave Hoffman.
A note from the author. Many of the events and details I discuss in these pages are controversial and continue to evoke heated debate. Other individuals who witnessed these same events may have different opinions and recollections, but this book reflects my experiences and contains my perceptions of them. This does not constitute an official release of U.S. government information. All statements of fact, opinion, or analysis expressed herein are those of the author and do not reflect the official positions or views of the U.S. government. Nothing in the contents of this book should be construed as asserting or implying U.S. government authentication of information or endorsements of the author's views. Prologue, January 23, 2007. Aboard a clandestine government aircraft destined for locations unknown. Every year, as part of the country's continuity in government plan, designed to ensure the survival of at least one person in the line of presidential succession in case of a catastrophic event at the Capitol, one cabinet member is asked to be absent from the president's State of the Union address. In 2007, I was the designated survivor. This designation required that I spend the evening on a large government airplane. Although the aircraft did not have all the comforts and technology of Air Force One, it was equipped to serve as a flying command center. A senior member of every major federal department and agency accompanied me, each carrying